Officials at Northland College are delaying a decision on the private school's future after saying they need to raise $12 million to stay open. It's Monday, April 8th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, an investigation is underway in Racine County after errors were found in voting results after last week's election. And the home of the Milwaukee Bucks minor league team is for sale. Joe Schultz will have more about the future of the Oshkosh Arena. Stay with us.
You keep your finger on the pulse of regional news when you tune in to Wisconsin Today. It's your support that makes these 10 minutes of headlines with context from around the state possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Northland College in Ashland declared a financial emergency last week. As Danielle Kading reports, officials are now delaying a decision on the private school's future for another 2 weeks.
In March, college leaders announced the campus needed to raise $12 million by April 3rd to avoid closure. Since then, Northland has drawn in around $1.5 million. Ted Bristol, chair of the college's board, says they're reluctant to close.
We decided that we really wanted to explore this further to see if there still might be a path forward.
College officials will take a closer look at its budget and programs. Northland professor Angela Stroud says that includes changing its curriculum and cutting faculty.
That process, as you can imagine, is extremely gut-wrenching, and doing it well in 2 weeks is an extremely tall order.
Northland leaders, faculty, and students say it's been extremely stressful, but they're committed to doing everything possible to save the college. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Governor Tony Evers has vetoed a bill that would have allowed mental health professionals in other states to provide care through telehealth in Wisconsin. The bill received bipartisan support in the state legislature, and backers said it could help increase access to mental health services. But Evers said in his veto message that removing licensing requirements could lead to lower quality care for Wisconsinites. Chris Reeder is with the Institute for Reforming Government. That's a conservative advocacy group which supported the bill. He says efforts to increase the number of providers in the state will take time, but many Wisconsinites need better access to care now.
They're looking for somebody who's qualified. They don't care where they are on the other end of the Zoom camera.
Reeder says his organization hopes to bring the bill back in the next legislative session. President Joe Biden is expected to talk about new plans to give people who borrow money a break on student loans when he visits Madison later today. The Wall Street Journal and other news organizations reported on Friday that the Biden administration will unveil a smaller and more targeted plan for student debt relief when he visits Madison College this afternoon. This is the second attempt by President Biden to help people with student debt relief. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against the first loan forgiveness plan that would have eliminated up to $20,000 each for millions of Americans who make less than $125,000 a year. Today's visit is already Biden's third this year to Wisconsin, which is once again expected to be a key battleground state in November's election. Racine County is investigating what caused, quote, inaccuracies in early vote counts on Tuesday. The county released a statement saying problems were found after the first set of partial results were posted online. That led to election results being released on the county website more than 20 hours after the polls closed. Racine County Clerk Wendy Christensen says they first noticed the issue because of a high number of write-in candidates in uncontested races. Brinal Goddard is a staff attorney with the State Democracy Research Initiative at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Law School. She says it's important for the county to quickly discover what caused the issue, especially with the presidential election coming up this fall.
So it's definitely preferable for the county to figure this out now and make sure that they don't have similar issues happening in November.
The county uses Dominion voting machines, and the company has been contacted about the issue. The Oshkosh Arena, home of the Milwaukee Bucks minor league team, is for sale. As Joe Schultz reports, local officials hope the facility finds a second life under new ownership.
The arena has faced a slew of local controversies over the last 5 years. They range from its owner filing for bankruptcy in 2019 to fire code violations causing a temporary closure last year. The stadium is home of the Wisconsin Herd basketball team. It also hosts events throughout the year. Oshkosh City manager Mark Roloff says he hopes it finds a buyer with experience running an events venue. He called it an anchor of an area known as the Sawdust District.
This represents a great opportunity to re-envision what the potential for the arena can be to make the entire Sawdust District a successful entertainment and residential venue for the city of Oshkosh.
The Wisconsin Herd's lease runs through 2026 with options to extend until 2028. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The new Milwaukee Public Museum, expected to open in 2027, will feature outdoor art installation from an indigenous artist. The museum is seeking proposals for the installation, which will be reminiscent of a traditional Great Lakes home with a modern twist. Melanie Sands is an indigenous artist and member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. She says she's seeing more and more Native artists recognized and celebrated.
So to have major museums like the Milwaukee Public Museum acknowledge the opportunity and ability to provide a platform for a Native artist to share their creativity is just, it's just a win.
Museum leaders say the interactive installation will have a prominent location in the new museum's green space. A subcommittee of the museum's Native American Advisory Committee will pick the artist. Proposals are due on April 15th. Coming up, Wisconsin Public Radio has joined a national public media initiative trying to meet voters where they are. We'll hear from Bridget Bowden about how you can ask us election-related questions. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
And finally, two presidents campaigning in Wisconsin in the last 2 weeks, millions of dollars for TV ads, and field offices in the state between now and November. We hear about these election developments a lot in the news, but this election year, we'd also like the news to include your voice. WPR's Special Projects reporter Bridget Bowden chatted with All Things Considered host Brady Carlson about a reporting project that WPR's taking part in. It's focused on voters and what you're thinking heading into 2024.
Given the name America Amplified, this isn't just happening here in Wisconsin, right? So who's involved and how does this work?
That's right. So America Amplified is actually a collaboration between several dozen public radio stations all across the country, and it's funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So it's really an effort to deepen engagement with communities all across the country during this very, very important election year. So in addition to what the candidates are saying when they're visiting, that sort of thing, traditional election coverage, we and all these other stations will be focusing on what issues matter most to the people. And we here at WPR are particularly interested in first-time voters. So we will be connecting with people in person throughout the year and also online through a survey that we have up on our website. And so we're just really excited to be a part of this sort of national effort.
Deepening understanding of what voters are saying and thinking in an election year is the gold standard. But it's also challenging because oftentimes people will use the same talking points, say that a candidate is making about an issue or an election. Not because they're trying to get talking points into a story, but that's just one way that these talking points spread. So how do you get someone to go beyond those?
Yeah, I do think that it can be difficult, but I think it all starts with what questions we're asking people. So, for example, on our online survey right now that you can take on our website at any time, we're asking people, what is one thing that elected officials could do to make your community a better place? So that's not necessarily a question about the election itself or about any sort of campaign talking points. And I think starting there really helps people think about what issues matter most to them. And then that helps our journalists know where to start and what stories we should be covering this year.
First-time voters are often, but not always, younger voters. You could imagine one of these first-time voters saying, this is 2024, I can post on TikTok, I can post on Facebook, I can post pretty much anywhere I want about whatever I want. I don't need America Amplified to get my thoughts out into the world. So what's the case that you would make to someone who might feel this way to encourage them to participate?
Yeah, I mean, they are definitely right. It is so easy to share your thoughts online at any time these days. But I would say that by participating in this project, you are becoming part of a group. Your voice will join many voices and many people that may care about the same things that you do. And then our reporters will be able to identify those trends and really pursue those stories, maybe take those questions to the candidates, to other elected officials. And it really becomes sort of a movement as the project moves along.
And you mentioned that there's an online survey. Is that the first step for people who do want to get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. You can fill out the web survey anytime. You can find it at wpr.org/election2024. And on that survey, you can let us know what issues you care about this year, or you can also ask us any question about the election that you want us to answer, and we'll do our best to follow up and get you an answer. And also on that website, wpr.org/election2024, you can see all of our election coverage so far and throughout the year.
Bridget Bowden is WPR's special projects reporter. She chatted with All Things Considered host Brady Carlson. You can ask election questions and find our latest coverage at wpr.org/election2024. And that'll do it for this Monday. Lots going on. Don't forget, solar eclipse happening today. It'll mostly be at some point in the early afternoon in the state of Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, we'll be right back in that podcast feed tomorrow morning. So until then, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.